So this month's Kid of the Month is one of our own, Miss Helen Fleming, and here she is reflecting on a jam-packed high school career.
So here at Another News, I was asked to write a commentary about high school. Well, mostly about senior year. Usually things can flow through me like a muse, but I just couldn't do it. With all the crumpled up paper on my floor, to even a Chinese restaurant menu I attempted to write on, I tried to catch that creative wave, but something kept stopping me. Finally, I realized that in life, there's pressure to make something as perfect as it can be. With this being my last story for At Me, the sadness of finally having to leave kept creeping closer. So, the night before I graduated, I just sat and began to write about what was going on in that brain up there, and this is what I realized. I truly built my world around high school. My second home, as they say. Submerging myself in more and more activities, it started to become a joke that I put in more hours at school than teachers themselves. I guess I did it because I naturally wanted to help my school. It made me feel empowered, and sometimes important as well. It's been quite the transition from freshman year to senior year. I've even changed my morning routine. I used to wake up an hour and a half before I had to leave to, you know, curl my hair and pick out just the right outfit. But now it's 15 minutes and I'm out the door in whatever looks comfortable, and that could have been polka dot pajamas. Senior year is a big change, and especially at my high school. A natural excitement goes in the mind of a senior. Being the big kids on campus and the class 2004, we were looking for our moment to shine. I was president of the school this year, and I was especially excited to make this year different and the best senior year for the students at Bartlett High School. It seemed as if everything was in place, well, until you actually reached this goal. Excited to park where those oh-so-cool seniors parked the year before, we approached the parking lot. But then we were guided by security to park in the gym parking lot, basically a football field distance away from the school. All right, that was fine. So after a 10-minute hike to school, I rushed up to Senior Hall to put my stuff in my locker. Well, until I discovered half of Senior Hall was missing. It was being made into chemistry classrooms. And as I'm putting my things in a locker about a mile away from my classes, these security guards came running down and shouting. Well, here I'm thinking it's a fire or someone has a gun in the school. Nope, it was the threat of a boy with a hat on. Now, I'm all one for following the rules, but bringing in the SWAT team to control the hats on teenagers' heads is a bit much. Weeks followed, and soon we had student protests against our hat policy. Students dressed in white t-shirts, carrying signs that said, "We believe in our First Amendment," kind of made me chuckle. Wearing your hat isn't exactly your First Amendment right, but hey, if they're learning their Constitution, I guess that's good, right? Senior year did go all right. Things were kind of rocky with all of the transition at our school, but for the most part, just keeping our minds and our hearts positive, we had our own success in everything we did. I feel like I've seen a lot of the world illustrated within the walls of school. Relationships, trust broken, friendships, fights, even the occasional pie-eating contest. Well, okay, so it was sort of the real world. The thing I enjoyed most was school spirit. I feel like through spirit, the school came together. Some of the weirdest ways I encouraged school spirit was donning a toga and an afro and starting the wave in the crowd of a pep assembly. Yeah, some of that you really hope no one ever remembers. Like, I wouldn't exactly like to sit at a table at the 10-year reunion with Andy, the football jock, going, "Hey, didn't you, like, wear a school fairy costume?" Instead of, "How are you? What is your career? Are you married?" No, they'll question about a spirit costume. No doubt I had fun throughout high school. Prom, yearbooks, the basketball game we only lost by 1 point at the buzzer. Okay, can you tell I'm still bitter? So walking out of the school, we chose to walk the long way to the exit. And it was one of the weirdest feelings I've ever experienced. You look at certain places in the school, and it's almost like a flashback. The memories are truly imprinted in your mind. When you walk out of those doors, it's surreal. It all feels like freshman year was just months ago. By the time you hear this, I'll be a high school graduate, but today, the thought of the real world comes into mind. What exactly is it, and how will I fit in it? And then the thought of college. I can barely even do my own laundry, so how exactly am I supposed to conform to this dorm life everyone speaks of? No doubt I'm scared, but also in my mind comes a hint of excitement. Being away from everyone, it's time to make my own future and set my own goals and achieve them. I truly cannot wait for that. So in that sea of blue tomorrow night will be me, Helen Fleming, a girl who loves life and can't wait to walk across that stage and take what the world gives her. So for one last time, for At Me, I'm Helen Fleming.